Hey now.
All right, we are back. And let me tell you, I have been looking forward to this all week in the studio right now. A woman who literally invented being a bombshell. She wrote her own rules. She drove the censors completely out of their minds. And she is easily one of the sexiest women to ever walk the earth. Mae West is here, everybody.
Oh, wow. Welcome, Mae.
Oh, my.
Yeah, thank you, Howard. You know, I've heard a lot about you. They told me you were the bad boy of radio. But looking at you, I think you're just a tall drink of water waiting for someone to take a sip.
Look at this. Robin, she's hitting on me. May, I'm telling you, if I wasn't a married man, I'd be out of my mind right now. Look at the diamonds on you. Are those real?
Real, honey. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and I don't hang around with phonies.
See, that's what I love. Now, May, I got to ask you, because I'm obsessed with the history. Back in the 1930s, you were the highest paid woman in America, higher than the heads of the studios. Did the men hate you for that? Did they try to shut you down because you were making all the money?
Yeah, oh, they tried. Howard, the censors used to follow me around with a ruler and a notebook. They were terrified of what I was saying. But you see, it wasn't what I said that bothered them. It was how I said it. I could read the phone book and make it sound like a felony.
It's true. It's all in the delivery.
But May, let's get down to it. You wrote a play called Sex in 1926. You actually went to jail for it. You spent 8 days in prison for corrupting the morals of youth. What was prison like for Mae West? Did you have to wear the orange jumpsuit? Did the guards hit on you?
Honey, jail was just a brief intermission. The warden took me out to dinner every night. And as for the prison clothes, I wore silk undergarments the whole time. I told them I may be doing time, but my lingerie doesn't have to.
Wow.
See, that's a star now. I have to know about the men. You were surrounded by the biggest hunks in Hollywood. You practically discovered Cary Grant. You put him in She Done Him Wrong. Come on, be honest with me. Did you have a casting couch? Did Cary Grant have to, you know, audition for you privately?
Yeah, Cary was a beautiful specimen, Howard. When I saw him walking on the lot, I told the director, if that can talk, I'll take it. We had a wonderful understanding, but a lady never tells what happens after the cameras stop rolling. Let's just say he knew how to take direction.
Robin, look at her. She's dodging the question. May, you can tell me, was he a good lover? I mean, the guy was gorgeous. It breaks my heart to think you didn't at least get a little piece of that.
Howard, let her breathe.
Howard, dear, sex is like poker. If you don't have a good partner, you'd better have a good hand. And I always played with a full deck.
That is brilliant. But wait, what about the line? Everyone says, play it again, Sam, for Humphrey Bogart, but they ruin yours too. Everyone says, come up and see me sometime, but that's not what you actually said, right?
Yeah, no. The actual line was, why don't you come up sometime and see me? People always want to rearrange my words, but as long as they come up, I don't care how they phrase it.
Now, I read that later in life, you were living in this beautiful penthouse in Hollywood, all decorated in white and gold. And you had all these muscle men surrounding you. You had a whole reviews of bodybuilders. You were like the original female Hugh Hefner. What was the deal with the muscle men? Were you using them for protection or were you just insatiable?
I liked my men like I liked my coffee, strong, hot, and keeping me up all night. Those boys were there for aesthetic appreciation, Howard. There's nothing wrong with a woman enjoying the view. Why should the men have all the fun looking at starlets?
Exactly. Turn the tables on them, May.
I agree. I think it's fantastic. But look at you. You were in incredible shape. You always look so voluptuous today. All these actresses in Hollywood are starving themselves. They look like sticks. It drives me nuts. What do you think of the modern Hollywood look?
Yeah, it's a shame, Howard. A man doesn't want to hug a bag of bones. I always say, it's better to be looked over than overlooked. You need curves to negotiate the turns in life.
May, let me ask you a serious question. You were a rebel. You fought the government. You fought the church. You fought the studios. Did you ever feel lonely? Did you ever wish you just had one guy, a normal life, instead of being Mae West 24 hours a day?
Howard, I was never lonely. I loved myself too much for that. Cultivating yourself is a full-time job. Besides, I have no regrets. Between two evils, I always pick the one I haven't tried yet.
Unreal. You are the absolute best. Mae West, you are a legend. Thank you for coming in. You can come back anytime and sit on my lap, okay?
Only if you promise to have something in your pocket besides a pen, Howard.
Oh, she got me, Fred. Play the music. We'll be right back, folks.